IVM.
Stories, we've got stories. They're a little bit of funny and a little bit of this and that. You want to hear them? It's got humans. They're sitting in a box and talking bold Edward all loud.
पीवी सिंधु, यू डोंट लुक लाइक पीवी सिंधु.
सीरियल में आता था.
तू ये निकाल ना ये.
अरे अच्छा कचरे पीवी सिंधु फॉर अ सेकंड. न्यूज फ्लैश, अ प्रोड्यूसर इज अ एथलीट. वी आर गोइंग नोवेयर प्रोड्यूसिंग पॉडकास्ट.
ओके, ए इट्स वार्तालाप. आई एम आकाश एंड दिस इज दैट इज यू कांट सी.
ओ वी आर रोलिंग आउट.
या
डब्ल्यूटीएफ डूड.
दिस इज द मोस्ट कॉमन रिस्पांस वी गेट फ्रॉम ऑल आवर गेस्ट. कि ये शुरू कब होता है, खत्म कब होता है.
दिस इज अ वेरी मार्क मैरन थिंग टू डू. आई एम वेरी प्राउड ऑफ यू गाइस. यू जस्ट स्टार्ट रोलिंग एंड देन लाइक
वेरी अनइंटेंशनली. या
एक्सेप्ट वी डोंट सेल स्टैम्प्स वेहेमेंटली. मार्क मैरन इज ऑलवेज सेलिंग स्टैम्प्स
ऑन क्वेस्ट स्पेस. या
All right, Vartalab season 4, yeah. Episode whatever. We have Krau today. Krau,
what's up?
Krau is what we call him lovingly and hatefully. Kunal Rao is his full name, former EIC member, full-time touring comedian, and also now podcast circuit enthusiast.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, yeah. Enthusiast now is stretching it a little bit.
I literally have been on 2 podcasts in my life, including my own. Guys, I have a podcast.
But I have also, such a big brunt to pick with you, first of all.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
You know exactly
I apologize.
I also know exactly what this is.
Because we were on a Geek Fruit quiz, okay? Yeah. Twice I've been on these quizzes, okay? When I've gone to the finale of everything, okay?
Yeah.
I lose out in the finale, but like I put up a very good front.
Yeah.
All my nerd knowledge has been put to use beautifully throughout these. Like, it's all a Slumdog Millionaire for me, okay?
Yeah.
Where I'm like, oh, this, I remember this from my connection and that. And then like, and then they never came out. Explain yourself.
Okay, so let me tell you the story.
He's on board with the idea.
Okay, so the thing is, like, I had this idea for a quiz way back. Like, I want to talk about, like, EIC days. But obviously, in EIC, none of my ideas were supported. So I was like, let me try and figure out how to do this.
That's
myself.
What was wrong with that organization.
Not Saurabh's megalomaniac behavior.
So then I was like, hey, I think I'm going to do this quiz. It's a very simple premise. It's a pop culture quiz. It's going to be fun. Mostly movies. Of course, we will add music and blah, 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 everything else.
Yeah.
But that was the idea. And then I was like, hey, man, I need somebody to help me come up with questions. And then I just like scrolling through my phone. I'm like, oh my God, Dinkar Dwivedi. Yes, of course.
Yeah, ready-made nerds you have.
Made 2 phone calls to these guys. I think Tejas was in Africa at the time, but I spoke to Dinkar and I spoke to Jishnu. And they're like, yeah, this is a great idea. Let's do it. We had like 3-4 meetings. I remember I met Dinkar at a cafe coffee day at Santa Cruz on SV Road.
Wow. You must go to cafe coffee days.
It was a thing. This was, and this is pre-lockdown, right? This is 2019.
Right, right.
The guy died.
Right. Wait, just when we recorded your episode and it still hasn't come out.
Yeah, exactly. See, pre-pandemic. How much I've learned in the time.
So then
I met Dinkar. I'm like, yeah, this is a great idea. So I'm like, okay, these are the rounds that I have as an idea. And then they pitch some ideas, blah, blah. We said, let's do it. Let's just do an episode.
Boom.
And we booked Habitat. I remember the date, 21st September 2019. We recorded it at Habitat. Obviously, nothing happened with it. I think we got P-Man. So at that time, I was hosting. Tejas and Jishnu were the, like, the guessers.
Right.
And they had a teammate each. So they had, like, I think it was Nivedita, P-Man, and, you know, a few others, whatever. It was 3 teams. So we did that whole thing, and it was fun. Like, we had, like, hardcore Geek Fruit fans come for the episode. We recorded
3 out of those 4 people have been on a podcast as well.
I'm sure they're
Tejas, Nivedita, and Nivedita has not been yet, no?
Jishnu? P-Man has.
Nivedita has, actually.
Yeah, dude, the time when you were late and her and I hosted the first half.
Oh, wow, yeah, correct. Oh, shit.
So Nivedita makes a great host, by the way.
She's amazing. So then what happened?
So then we made the thing and then we're like, okay, let's do another episode. So from September 21st, it took us obviously 5 more months to figure out a second episode. So we then recorded again at Habitat, 21st Feb or something like that.
Oh,
and
wow.
Again, we recorded and we didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
And then lockdown hit.
Yeah.
Right? So then Dinkar calls me. He's like, dude, like 2-3 weeks into lockdown, Dinkar calls me. He's like, man, this is the right time to do the quiz. I was like, yeah, shut up, man. I want to sleep.
Yeah.
This is the one time that I get to do to catch up on like all the things that I couldn't do earlier.
That's how you looked at the lockdown?
That's literally how I... Actually, the thing with the lockdown is that 3 weeks into the lockdown, I was all by myself. I'm just like, I mean, with my parents' place, but like eating home food and just loving life. And I was like, oh my God, is this what happiness is?
Right.
Yeah.
Because that's when I discovered that I'm an introvert and I'm like, oh, I don't have to meet people all the time.
Yeah, you don't.
The joy was tremendous. Back home.
This Christmas, yeah. Kunal Rao, lost in the comedy scene, comes home. Lost in the voiceover they have. Will he find acceptance? Yeah.
You know how people go for like an 11-day Vipassana to recover from... lockdown like for me was that.
Exhibit A right here.
I think I recovered from all my traumas in the first lockdown.
Yeah. But that's very interesting that you mentioned that, because I did not meet my parents for 4 months because I was sequestered in my apartment in Khar where depression took over immediately almost, because my partner flew out like literally on the last flight out of Bombay to Gujarat because grandmom was very sick and he was like, I'll be back in a week. And whoever said that line had just such a big four-bar moment because like everything was like pushed 3 months behind, right? Like, so I was alone. And finally, when Abhi came back after 3.5 months, I was like, okay, now you stay with the cats. I have to go see my parents because I have not seen them either. I've just been video calling or whatever. And our area was better off. Khar was better off. But Bayandar, where they live, was fuck all. Like, you know, like so bad, like the markets were not open. People were doing like fucking, you know, back channeling of potatoes inside buildings. That guy's selling. So that's what they were doing, okay? So I was very like worried about them. So I went there. And again, because as soon as I went into Bayandar, a lockdown was initiated across the Thane area. So again, I'm sequestered with them for 15 days, okay? I'm like, now I fucking hate this. Because I'm running out of pot also soon and I have to be with them around. And my only friend was this guy who came back home after he lost his job, right before pandemic, okay? Rickson karke. So we would take walks and everything and one day come back home and I just left a job again. Like a agency job.
I like that he said, I left a job again.
Yeah, because my parents have seen me like not succeed at like various careers, right? So this was an agency job which I just let go in 2 months. So when I came home, I had money, but I was jobless. So I was just like doing velagiri again. And my mom's like, if you go out, cops will beat you up and all. I'm like, I'm going out. I come back home one day and these two
So cops didn't beat you?
No.
Okay.
I don't know that. I would have been happier about that. But then I come home and my mom and dad are fully like gossiping about me, okay?
Oh, wow.
Just like, they have no idea. That, like, because I grew up in that house, I know how to open the gate with my hand and then latch kholke mein andar jata tha. Like, it's like a inbuilt mechanism, right? So they didn't register the fact that I'm inside the house behind them, listening to everything they're talking about me. And that led to like me just like, because I'm like, whatever I do is not enough for them and all that. Like, all that came to the fore.
Yeah, obviously, you're an Indian child. Why would anything you do ever be good enough
for them? So then that led to full confrontation, okay, where like all this built up bullshit that we had kind of like, you know, kept up. And we had nowhere to go. So like we're just like three of us locked in that house, now confronting each other, okay? And like one of those things where like, you know, like where you see that neighbors are fighting and people peek, kya ho raha hai? We had never had one of those moments in our house. Because we always like...
were the neighbors.
Yeah, we were the neighbors. My father's pulling the curtains, my mom's like, kiddi ban karo. And that was happening. And
Had a very different lockdown experience with your family than I
but
did.
But good thing is it, like after that entire thing was done, after all the bile came out, everything toxicity was like, was built up, was out.
Yeah.
There was like a sense of calm. Yeah. Then it was just like,
You know, this reminds me of that scene from Dil Dhadakne Do where like Ranveer Singh keeps saying like, ye family mein koi upar se hi baat karta hai, andar ko main jo koi baat hi nahi karta hai. And I think this is like the most Indian family thing ever. That once you have that one big confrontation and everything is out on the table, everything is kind of like, okay, at least there's no hidden shit.
I feel you. I had similar things in my marriage where there were a lot of fights like this where it's like, why can't you just? And there's like, why can't you just? And so on and so forth. And it's like, but what I also feel is what's built till then is released. And then it's not like...
Then it's rebuilding. Then you're starting...
Now it's a new channel.
A new layer of calcification.
Next 10 years,
phases to it, right? Like you have to, like, as you're growing, like your parents are growing and there's like a middle ground.
It's so crazy, man. Like I don't know a single person who hasn't had a game-changing lockdown experience. Like it could be positive or negative, but it is game-changing. Yeah. Like, because I feel like people just all that shit that has been like, it's either addressed or it was noticed for the first time or it was whatever. Like for me, I got way closer to my parents during the lockdown because I was locked with them and I couldn't, you know, like do anything. And I was like, okay, I might as well like them for the next 6 months rather than making my life more difficult.
Stockholm syndrome takes over.
So in the lockdown, we decided to do season 2 of the quiz. A story that I'm coming back to. I'm not finished.
This is the central narrative of this episode.
Just me doing quiz questions. No, and I was like, I don't want to do this whole online and it sucks and blah, blah, blah. And then I saw everybody was doing online quizzes. So I was like, okay, I better do the online quiz. Yeah. We did one season where we just random people here and there. And then we just sat on it. We didn't do anything with it.
Yeah.
Then we said, oh God, let's do another season, which is like the one that you guys were on, which is the competition and all that stuff, and you guys did reasonably well.
The tournament map.
The only thing was that I think all of us, between Geek Food and me, we just kind of like gave up on life after a point. We're like, what is the point of anything? Everybody's doing better than we are, so why are we even bother releasing these things? Blah, blah, blah. We just sat on it, and honestly, just nobody was taking an initiative. And then finally, in October last year, when we finished season two, I hired an editor.
Okay.
And I gave it to him, and it has taken him 1 year to edit 8 episodes. Very and nice. I'm proud to say that I have all 8 episodes at edited. 95% edited. We need to do one run through and add like the openings and closings.
Right.
And we are actually going to release episodes of this quiz
next year.
In a couple of years, yes. Maybe.
For the last 5%. But I am so glad because you mentioned this to me. But I want to confront it in front of people.
It's happening. And we're very excited. And if it does well and people like it, we might actually do a live version.
My favorite, like, not to spoil the episode when they come out, but my favorite memory was 4 Bombay boys discussing where the first McDonald's was.
Oh, yeah, dude.
We're releasing that as a separate clip.
It was such a 10 minute like a debate.
It was 18 minutes. It was 18 minutes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we just like, so you have to watch out for that. It's amazing.
It's great fun.
Yeah.
We took bets and everything, right?
Yeah, it was ridiculous. And it's so interesting how memory works, dude, because you're convinced that this is what, like, your brain piche se manufactures shit around that place, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That it's not even real. It's like the 9/11 experiment. Remember where they ask kids, where were you during 9/11, like a week after, and then they ask them 6 years after.
Yeah.
And their whole fucking memory was different dude.
Yeah. Because memory is not absolute, right? It was Jordan Peterson, who I would like to quote.
He's said, a big Jordan Peterson. He told me this on a train, so I didn't have anywhere to go.
Oh shit, I have a story like that after this.
But Jordan Peterson said his belief is that memory is not meant to be, it's not an absolute thing, it's not like a hard drive memory.
That's why we have data.
Yeah, exactly. It's memory is actually, it exists so that you don't make the same mistakes again. So actually, the main objective of memory is emotional memory. It is to understand fears and hopes, like things you should go towards and go against.
Wow.
And that's basically it. That's the only role.
Yeah.
You know, I quote John Peterson very loosely and probably incorrectly.
Let me quote Andrew Tate. Say, women.
Women.
No, but like recently I was
hoping you'd finish it.
Women are of no interest to me. I'm a homosexual. But recently, I was talking about being homosexual. I was on Grindr recently and this person messaged me, okay? It's like fairly like fits in my zone of like kind of people I like, generally cute, whatever. And then he mentions the 4 words I hate, 4 letters rather I hate more than life itself. PETA. He's a member of PETA. Okay?
PETA.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
So who is?
This boy I was talking to. Like,
you know what Grindr is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I think my mind went subconsciously deleted that word from his sentence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But this boy, whatever, was talking to me. And like, I was so, like, I knew this was not going to like work out now. But then like, how much can I just like push it?
Yeah.
What did we lose?
Nothing. Lost a light.
See, this is what happens when you talk about PETA.
Yeah. They fucking didn't come for you. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Bill Burrow, yeah, IBM Burrow.
This is your enlightening moment.
Yeah, so, and I was like the classic case of like, hey, I'm also an animal lover or whatever. I have 4 cats at home. And then the argument eventually ends with like, would you eat your cats? Then I'm like, now I've made my
point.
Would
you eat your cats?
Like, how can you love some animals?
Did you not think of replying with, but that's what we did with the first one.
It's okay to eat the cat
if it had already died before.
Yeah.
Then it's fine.
Dude, but that guy on my old building, that first floor uncle, I really thought he was breeding them, dude, because like he would like
madness, yeah.
There would always be the same amount of cats in the building, you know what I mean? So where is the top half going? Like, you know, I think
Half of what?
The cat population, bro. Like, if there's cats, okay, and you keep feeding the cats indiscriminately, okay,
without then, chopping the balls,
yeah, then they keep having sex,
correct?
So then the population increases, right? So at some point you should go from having 10 cats to say 30 cats, but it never got to 30. It would stay at 15.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
the other cats just moved to a better accommodation. Maybe.
If you know cats, they don't do that. Like, if they're getting free food every day from a man, they'd rather stay there.
So like,
but now the building is coming down. Like,
yeah, the building is coming down.
Going into redevelopment. So
at last.
Where the cats will go.
Hey,
speaking of Grindr, somebody told me, I was talking to my ex-manager at OML, one of the first few managers. I met her like 2 years later at some random party. No, no, even before Veena. This is 2013-14.
So we said Veena.
Way before.
You're like, yeah, apadi, apadi,
apadi Veena, apadi
to. Veena, though, I met at your wedding party only after a long time. No, so I met this manager and she was telling me that, Kunal, I don't know whether I should tell you this, but I think somebody's using your face on Grindr.
Oh, shit. Nice.
And I was like, can I see it? And she opened it up and then she was looking for like the thing and she couldn't find it. Appropriately so.
Was she on Grindr?
Have you seen me on Grindr?
No. But you wouldn't be in my filter range also.
Why?
Because I look for like chonks, bears, daddies.
Okay, I don't know any of these slang words.
That's okay.
So explain to me. Explain.
So bad.
Someday you will explain them.
So let me, for the entire world, actually.
Yeah, this is a good break.
Yeah, I've been told a lot of my friends.
This is the reel we need.
Yeah, this entire...
Real explainers. Yeah,
so we as gays have collectively taken over the animal kingdom and decided to name every one of our body types into animal categories, okay? Mm-hmm. So there's like the bears, who are the furry ones, chubby ones. There's the cubs, who are the younger... chubby, furry ones. Then there's the otters who are thin and hairy. Then there's the silver foxes who are old and thin. Then there's...
Somebody called me a silver fox.
Yeah, you are a silver fox. You're
in the silver fox. Okay. I would say that, yeah.
Yeah. It's old, so like grey hair, but lanky.
But lanky and they're mostly tops. So everybody...
What is tops?
Oh, fuck.
Oh, tops, of course. Okay, I got it. I understood. It took me a second.
Oh, shit.
It took me a second. I got it.
गुजराती में खाना है ड्रॉर.
I went to Gurgaon and I went to Lajpat Nagar and there was a shop called Bottomsy Bottoms. And I'm like, there's no way that there's no Topsy Tops around the block. And I went around the block and there was a Topsy Tops. And I was so happy.
So yeah, then what other category? Silver Fox ke baad?
Silver Fox ke baad, there's also the pups. Pups are submissive one. The ones who like have a leash around their neck and they put a face mask sometimes.
But that's across genders.
Yeah, but like the gay bottoms have kind of like kind of capitalized on that. And that's pretty much the main animal circuit here.
Nice. Quite the animal circuit. Animal house.
Yeah. It's quite a bit of... Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Is that true for like heterosexual dating?
No,
as well?
Because that would be sexism.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if the women do it to men, then it's not sexism, right?
Well,
I mean, they categorize us into these.
They probably do. If you see like classic writing or whatever, if she's a conniving one, she's a vixen, you know? Like
vixen,
we say those kind of things.
Right.
Or like if he's unfaithful.
Actually, there's already cougar and there's already all that stuff is already there.
Cougar is there. That's about it.
There's MILF. No, that's what
that's cougar
an animal.
Yeah, it's cougar only.
Cougar,
interesting.
Yeah.
Cougar what remind me, what is bear?
Bear is the burly, hairy ones.
He's like a...
I'm a cub.
He's
now.
A cub.
Yeah.
He used to be a bear.
No, I was a chub.
You are a chub. That's true.
What is chub again?
A chubby guy.
That's it. Okay. That's not very
good.
Just in
you want to categorize everyone in the studio while we're at it?
Yeah, let's do that.
Well, we have... Abhinit, come to the camera, please. he's a bear in making for sure.
Yeah. I can see it.
Give it a few more years.
Which frame are you coming into?
Which camera?
Which camera?
Come in all cameras.
Don't put your back to the cameras.
Single, this is, boys. Look at him.
Yeah, and my favorite category, who I love to hate on, is our producer. Come,
Sparsh.
Sparsh, when it comes...
Not body type wise, just his face. Sweet.
Yeah, Spurs is what we call a twink, okay? A twink.
A what?
A twink. Short for twinkle. Twinks are the thin ones, you know, with the jog straps and... Like,
Akash would be a bear, right?
Yeah, Akash kind of variates a lot.
Yeah, because...
So he went from an otter to a bear to a chub to a bear, like he just... this
What's the first one? He said otter.
Otter.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Alter.
दिल से तो मैं देखो डैडी हूँ तो चलता है.
The more you know.
Oh man.
I have a quiz story I want to quickly say because we're talking about from quiz. I just want to take off from there because what is the theme of this episode?
The through line is quizzes.
Quizzes, yeah. Because quizzes and bitches.
Oh, that's another animal name.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. All men are dogs.
All men are dogs.
That's
Queen bee, you know, all of that. So when I was in school, I would take two major things, okay? Elocution and quiz contest.
Right.
Loved it. Both, I would like love to kill it because elocution, even though I was not so good at speech, I would write very well even as a child. So I was like very happy with that. Never won anything because in Bayandra, there's a Bayandra West East dichotomy.
Right.
The East kids who are Mangaloreans or Goans are not given as much rights as the East Indian kids. So between the Catholics also, there's an entire little drift.
Yeah.
It's very cute. The thing, it's serious. first, you know,
yeah.
whatever. Like, we came first, whatever. So then I would like, but in quiz contests where you can't do this, you can't judge based on whatever, you have to give points to the winners, right? Mm. So 2 years, 6th and 7th standard, I won back to back, okay? First prize quiz contest, and like, they would give us like a...
This is the general knowledge quiz.
Just like whatever, like, you know, categories, science, history,
oh, right,
culture,
right.
Blah, blah, blah. I was like very happy with like winning quiz because like I had my cousin gave me the Bonvita quiz contest entire
nice, yeah.
So I was like, I would just like read through it. So like, and I knew these dumb fucks in school were too like lazy to pull out something from like their own. So they would take questions from the almanac only. So like,
you one basically
question was, like,
hacked the exam paper.
Exactly. my Reader's Digest, right? So what digest? No, that was a book. So the one question, for example, was like, I am in Kashmir, but I'm not made of lentils. What am I? Dal lake. Stupid questions. Okay.
Wow.
So
these are cryptic clues.
Yeah.
Times crossword cryptic.
Yeah. This is what a Sphinx would ask.
Yeah. It stuck with me because I remember reading it and immediately it came to me. I'm like, oh, this is the answer because yeah. I read it in that book. So 6th and 7th, I won. 8th standard, May, we were in the finals. Okay. Like my friend Sara and I were there, and there were 3 of us. And I remember we were like 1 point away from winning. Okay. Like we had to win. Like the other team had gotten 31, for example, and we had 30. So last round, they had scored their 31 points. And if we got the 2 points, 32, then we win. Okay. So, and it came to like Damsharaj's round, essentially, where like I had to take a word and without saying anything, I had to convey what I'm saying.
That's not a quiz.
So listen now. I know that's not a quiz, but it was just like, that was
It's like that board game, Cranium, where you have all categories doing every, like you have a quiz acting, you have singing and you have whatever, everything.
So I pick it up and the word was winking. Okay. So my dumbass goes in front of my friends. Now the judges are all behind me. Okay. I'm facing my group conveniently. And I, instead of winking, I do this. And she says blinking. And then you're like, that's correct. And everybody goes, yeah. It was the wrong answer. She said blinking, but it was winking. And we all celebrated for a moment. And then one fucking teacher called it. One bitch called it.
Damn.
And she was like, what did you say? She's like, blinking. And I'm like, no, look at what I'm throwing you. It's winking. And then we lost
damn.
It by 1 point. We got second prize over
there. That's like, a pity. Naveen is like the, this is street smart quizzing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like any means necessary.
Yeah.
Throw dirt in your eye.
We play.
Is it that you didn't know what winking is at the time?
Exactly. I had no idea what winking was. So I blinked and she said blinking and everybody thought it was the right answer.
Okay.
And that's what happened.
That actually reminds me of some really one bad answer that in my school, those two kids ended up going on Bonvita quiz contest representing my school after that. But the question that they were asked was, in the comic books Phantom, what is the name of his dog? Okay. And the guy gave the answer, the name of the dog is Wolf. And the guy gave him the points also. And I'm like, no, it's not. It's like the whole audience was like, just like, pusur, what's happening? Yeah. That's not the name of the dog. And then like 2 rounds later, finally somebody gave a chit to the quiz master and says, oh, we're really sorry, but we've got to go back. And the dog's name is not Wolf, it's Devil. And he just happens to be a wolf.
Yeah.
So we got confused.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, I remember this one quiz where I was I don't know why I was a judge in the quiz, but anyway,
how do you judge a quiz other than getting the answer right
just
or wrong?
Like there, like, I guess so. This is in that, there's one ashram, okay, they do inter-school competition, so it's like nice, it's very cute, like kids come and very smart kids.
Yeah.
So there was this one where it was baseball is played on a what, and baseball is played on a diamond.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
And not a court. And the judges, they got it wrong. So they said, no, it's baseball is played on a court.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid, dude, the kid, I saw like the kid have a moment of like starting with like, no, but and then like, you know, like he got very sad. Then he got very mad. Like he just went through like the rainbow of feelings.
He ran to the baseball diamond of feelings. Yeah. And they couldn't touch him.
Yeah. First base, second.
Oh man.
Like, I've only learned baseball by watching all these like chimpanzee movies about baseball.
Chimpanzee
like,
movies.
Don't you see like Dunstan checks in while I was like the monkey is there in one of the baseball movies? Hannibal has a baseball movie. Like, I've only learned baseball through Hannibal movies. Well, what the fuck is that game? And the only major baseball reference I love the most is in Inglourious Basterds. When the bear Jew, again the bear Jew is called because he's a bear, he fucks that guy, no, Aldo Rain, Lieutenant Aldo Rain, and then he gives like a baseball fucking commentary as he's beating his head to a pulp.
Freddy rocks it out
of the Fenway fucking park and he's just like going crazy. And I love that. I love gore.
It's cool. Yeah. But baseball is such a dull sport, man.
Like, Akash just told me a very gory story and I was like smiling throughout. Tell him the story.
Which one?
Your story about baseball?
The Gujarat
road?
Stretch,
man.
Yeah.
I think, did I already say it on the podcast? Anyway, so.
No, you didn't. I would know.
So we're in Gujarat.
Now we have a better audience.
We went to Gujarat, okay. You know that state. This is the same trip, like, you know, but the weekend before we met.
Yeah, right.
We drove to Jamnagar.
Yes, yeah, you told
me. So now what happened is the rains have lasted longer than they've had to last, okay? And October mein usually it gets hot.
It's still lasting.
Yeah, and then October is supposed to be October heat, remember? School mein sikha uh-huh. So tabhi, there's no October heat. Because of the rain, the temperature has come down. But animal reproductive cycles are what they are. So they have the babies.
Yeah, they
but now, yeah, and normally they're like, in October, the babies grow. It's like just after the rain. There's enough food. This weather is whatever. But now what's happened is, these poor little animal babies like calves and puppies and kittens, they are cold at night. And where do you go when you're cold at night and near the highway? You go on the tarmac. Right? Because the tarmac is warm.
Warm from all the friction of the
exactly.
car wheels.
So holy, there were stretches. Wow. And like just the massacre on the highway every day that I was driving by. At one point, there was almost like a few hundred meters stretch of just blood and
my favorite word is viscera
and dead animal stuff, just remains of animals.
What did you do while you were driving? Were you trying to like avoid it? And
Of course you're trying to fucking avoid it, dude. Like, who wants to hit?
But you're driving in the day or the night?
No, I only drove in the day. So like, but early mornings when you leave, you're seeing the carnage of the
stuff.
Previous
oh
night.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
And by afternoon, like you can, like it, you know what I mean? Like it becomes like caked in. Like it, the cars keep
muscling
it into the fucking road ka this thing.
And it actually fills up all the bottles.
And my wife wanted to listen to all horror podcasts. And
nice.
I'm like, ye nahi ho sakta. Dude, kaise hoega,
I love Shubha for that. She's just like the most, like, let's just do something dark and fucked up.
All the time, dude. All the time.
That's what she does you also, no? On that note, let's take a small break on Vartha Lab. When we come back, more quiz stories, I guess. Or more gory stories. We'll find out when we come back on Vartha Lab.
On what?
Vartha Lab.
What?
Vartha Lab.
Back.
Jai Mata Di, let's rock. Bajao tali, bajao. Did you see Sushmita Sen is playing a trans woman in the movie? In a series? Like, you know Gauri Sawant?
Yes.
Yeah, Gauri Sawant is a trans
person. Oh yeah, I read that in the news.
Who adopted a child after she was abandoned and then she raised a child as her own.
Yeah.
And very powerful story. She's been on a podcast, Keeping It Queer also in the past, you know. Very, like, dynamic person. Like, just the vibe is so great.
Yeah.
You know, positive, healing, whatever. Now, Sushmita Sen, who's a woman full on, playing the character, a trans woman, of course. And again, the debate has opened up majorly. Like, should cisgendered people be playing?
This is going to sound very ignorant. But isn't a trans woman just a woman?
She is. But by that definition, like, her experiences are negated if a cis woman plays it. Like, there was a very, like, I'd written an article also for Vice about this, where I asked, like, several activists, including trans people, like, including Ghazal Dhaliwal, who's a writer in Bollywood right now. Like, Mismatched season 1, season 2, she's a writer on that. So I asked, and she's like, while it's okay for a cisgender character to play a queer character, like a male or female, lesbian or gay character, a trans character is an entirely different ballgame. In terms of, like, their definition of, like, life is very, very different. Like, they have multiple coming outs and, like, some people are, like, you know, like, Gauri Sawant was taken to a conversion therapist and everything. So, at what point does Sushmita ever relate to that is what I'm saying.
But isn't it the movie's job to convey the story as opposed to the casting call's job to convey the story?
Then when was the last time a script was good but the acting was so bad you were okay with the movie?
The script was so good, the actor was bad. So
bad, but you didn't like. So therefore, you didn't like the movie.
Yeah,
it happens. Yeah,
it's always happening, right? That's what I'm saying.
A bad actor can ruin a movie.
But then a bad actor need not be somebody who's a non-trans actor, right?
No, the theory is that in order to play a character, you have to understand the character, and therefore what. Like how you would anger reaction by you versus me are two different reactions, right? Because of our experiences. So to show anger in a particular way by a
I feel like that's a vague line though. Because like actors
it
are
is, that's why it's a debate.
So there's a documentary on Netflix called Disclosure, which kind of delves into this only. Like basically where like for the longest time, trans people have been butt of jokes. Like if you watch Ace Ventura, which is like one of our favorite childhood growing up movies where like, you look at him, can't talk out of his ass or whatever. But then when like in the end, the villain is revealed to be a trans woman, or like a man dressed as a woman, the whole like he makes out with that character first as a woman, and then when he finds out that it's a man, he starts violently throwing up.
Correct.
So such is the reaction for us, for a lot of us inbuilt that this is what
it's a comedic tool.
So even with like Chandigarh Kare Aashiki, which came out last year, the joke is all about she's a trans woman, doesn't look like it, niche kya saman hai, that's the questions
that's
that
a joke,
evoke, you know. And trans people are sick of it. Like trust me when I tell you this,
right.
In the research of the work I've been doing recently and having spoken to so many people, like as you said, she's a woman. at the end of it. Like, yeah, everything she's worked towards has come to this point. So then for a woman who's had everything given to her on a platter, just play her, yeah, and not understand where she's coming from is the problem.
Okay.
So what's the other option? How do you find a trans woman to play a trans woman?
There are several trans actors in the industry functioning right now, in the South, in the North, as well as in the current industry. My friend Sushant is an actor. They are like now in two movies coming up. Trinetra, who's also a doctor and an actor, coming up in Made in Heaven. There's actors in South, in Kerala. I don't remember their names right now, but there are several functioning actors. At once, I actually lost my shit on Cyrus Says, because when I said that, you know, trans actors should play trans roles, somebody said Bobby Darling, and my brain just went crazy, because that's the equation of what trans people are at this point. It's never changed. It's never matured. That's what I'm saying. Like, just the idea that if we just give the power, like, you know, like women telling women stories, it makes sense, because then it's for men, for Michael Bay to shoot, like, everybody's ass as it's an asset is easier, but like for a woman to come in and shoot a Wonder Woman, it made a massive difference.
Yeah.
You remember when like Justice League Miss Snyder was shooting her from the boobs and from the ass, while Patty Jenkins took a step back and showed her as a powerful woman?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. It's just like owning up to it. Also, what happens is, in just general, like a underlying statement is that it's either like, oh, you're a butt of the joke, or you're such a devta for being a trans person, right?
Right.
Like in Lakshmi character, right? Which was Akshay Kumar playing, like, which is a copy or a remake of the movie Kanchana in South. And so surprising, because I watched Kanchana in a salon in fucking Khar, okay, sitting with like a bunch of men, where it's dealt with more sensitively than what Akshay Kumar did. Where it's all like, Tandav Bhoots, you know, like, so then everything about trans people just becomes the othering of it.
Yeah.
So when we say that this is what it should be, it's just like, bottom line is, maybe try it. Maybe let queer people tell queer people stories, right? Yeah. And then see how it makes a difference.
But didn't Lakshmi come out and saying that, you know, they're happy that Sushmita is playing it?
Gauri said that, of course, because like in many ways it's like her life is getting the big screen treatment, right? So she's made peace with that. I don't know how cool it is, like, because yesterday only I was talking to a trans friend of mine, and she's very like, she's taking umbrage about it.
As baby steps, maybe. It's baby steps,
exactly. As long as it's dealt with delicately. For example, when Badai Do, if you look at it, like same year Chandigarh Kare Aashiqui came out, Badai Do came out, and Badai Do had a way more impactful story and good actors.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? Like when Rajkumar Rao and what's her name, Bhumi Pednikar played gay and lesbian character in A Convenience of Marriage, because it's such a common thing in the community, that hit the right chords with a genuine intention.
Yeah.
The intent should matter always, right? That's what that's what the
whole point. But they're not gay.
They're not queer, right? They're not queer. They're straight actors playing. But then that's what Ghazal said, right? It's okay for them to then take on that role, because gender dynamic is different than sexuality dynamic. You know? It's easier for a man to make out with a man and say that, oh, this is an Oscar winning role or whatever.
Right.
Whereas for a man to dress up as a woman and then say, oh, look at me, I dressed up as a woman. So it's happening with a lot of characters now, like when Nawazuddin Siddiqui is playing a trans woman in one movie or whatever. And it's always like, look at me, I can do dynamic roles.
Right.
But we're like, we saw you, you're a good actor, we trust you, Baba. And that's my, the whole argument was just that. When was the last time we went to watch Sushmita Sen as an actor? Remind me that much. Just remind me that much. What movie after
Mehuna?
Mehuna ke baad, even where she was also like fetishized as a MILF teacher. Nowhere else has she. Arya, like season that came out as like a hot star show that came out back as research.
It's a pretty good show.
It's supposed to be pretty good. But like, that's what I'm saying. Like, when was the last time she was the clincher for a audience to come and watch it? Right. That's what I'm saying. If it's a good actor, it'll eventually translate into that.
Yeah.
Maybe this is the role that Sushmita needs to prove that she can act.
Exactly what I'm
that's
saying.
That's also a possibility.
That's what she's trying to do.
That's
it's
what
she's apparent.
Oh, right.
That's what I'm saying.
And that's the problem
they
that
you
have.
Like, as a notch
like,
in their thing.
Yeah,
know,
it's like, you know, like now, after 3 years, Eddie Redmayne, who was in The Danish Girl, who played a trans character, like, you know, Oscar nomination and everything, has apologized to Amnesty saying, ki, I took a role away from a trans actor. And now if you look at it, like, even if you look at the new Sandman show, Neil Gaiman Waller, right? The Desire character is a non-binary character. And they're doing it so well, because they get to fuck with gender and they get to be all like mysterious and sensual. So it just makes sense. So like, Neil Gaiman got so much hate from fans of the comic books who have read the comics and seen that Desire was always a gender fuck character. It was never going to be a man or a woman. But they are mad at the creator of the show, of the comics, saying that this is not justified, we're not watching this if we have a gender queer person on the show. So that's what I'm talking about. The hatefulness that then builds up because of this only. So it's just like, you have to find the middle ground.
It's like, there's base level bigot hate from everything for everything, you know what I mean? That you have to ignore only. Second
what
half
is the, what is
getting intense.
I was just gonna say, like, suddenly you went from like quizzes to like
to be addressed,
pop culture.
Absolutely. So
I forgot. I was gonna ask something and I forgot.
Quizzing, quizzing, huh? Quizzing.
You're right. We shouldn't have given that bite too early.
No, but like, somebody take it over. I've been talking for like a while.
No, it's just now I have a lot to think about. So now my brain is going into that space.
But you know, I like this point that you make. It's so interesting that like artists in any form are constantly trying to prove something, like this idea that Sushmita is intentionally taking on a difficult role or a role that is not naturally hers just to prove some sort of credentials. Kind of like, it's such a common theme. Like somebody was telling me this
like
story
Madhuri
about
playing lesbian in Majama right now. Like,
okay,
like
I just don't follow Bollywood, like, so I don't know.
This one sent me screenshots, Urjita.
Yeah.
So somebody told me this story that apparently there was a peak in the 80s or 90s, I think, when R.D. Barman and Kishore Kumar were just like rocking the music scene, right?
Yeah.
Like,
well,
and it was just like, no, they were just so, like, they were just at the peak of their careers, and they were just like, every song of theirs was a hit, and R.D. came in, especially with that happy song, like lots of, and all his music compositions were very upbeat, and like, it totally changed like the landscape of music, right?
Yeah.
And then they started hearing things like, oh yeah, but you know, R.D. can't write a sad song, but Kishore can't sing a sad song, like, Kishore's all about like yodeling and all that, R.D. and Kishore can never do like a sad song, like, let's see how they do that, like, it's never gonna happen. And just to prove it, R.D. composed Chingari Koi Bhadke, Kishore Kumar sang it, and it's like one of the most freaking popular like slow songs of the
songs,
but it's such an artist thing to say, oh, you think I can't do it, okay, I'm gonna at least try, even if I fail, I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
And I find that just so like sad. Yeah.
No, man. No, I disagree. It is through the meditation of the craft that you become a better version of yourself. It is through practicing something with ekdam shiddat that everything else, and it's probably a misconception that we all have, where I'm like, for years I was like, if I just get really good at this comedy thing, all of life's truths will be revealed to me, which they don't get. You know what I mean?
So then what is the purpose then?
No, so but the pursuit of the craft is still something that keeps, like, it's just something, it's the centerpiece for everything else to come around to.
So you're saying that it's natural for artists to do that, to try and pursue something and try to push the boundaries and stuff.
Like, even if you look at before the allegations, Kevin Spacey, like, nobody knew about his life at all. Like, he had no personal life for a while, and now we understand why.
Yeah.
But back then it was like, when I was reading about him or whatever, they were like, you have all the, you know, TMZ interviews or whatever, people go crashing and looking at what their lives are all about. Kevin Spacey's never maintained anything about his life outside the roles he plays.
Never maintained means?
Never spoken about it. You don't know
never
who he's dating, who he's fucking.
Yeah, he never says anything.
Yeah, he never says anything.
Kept his private life private.
Work is work, right? And that was like, I really admired about him.
Yeah.
And now
you know
why. Even Daniel Day-Lewis, like, he just comes out, does his one big movie, gets an Oscar nomination and fucks off.
But that's his acting style. Like, he's a method actor. So he will be in that character for 6 months before the movie shoots.
And I also feel like, let's not think that people who don't want to talk about their private lives have something to hide. Basis that. It's just that.
It's just a case.
Okay, can you stop saying that? I hate it when people use the word basis like a verb. It's not a verb.
I didn't
basis
say
that. You said basis that. No, it's based on that. Okay. No, it's on the basis of.
Basis for. Basis for also.
The basis for is fine. But but like, just, I get so irritated when people say basis.
I said on that like basis only.
No, you said basis.
On the basis of,
I have an audio
equipment
that records everything.
Yes, we have a recording.
You know,
I think whoever's listening to this episode right now should go back about 30 seconds and prove.
We live in a post-fact world, guys.
It's one of my biggest pet peeves. They're saying people using the word basis like it's a verb, like, you know,
shit.
I'm gonna pick up this phone basis the phone is ringing. No!
No, that's not what I did.
So a lot of black people like just write words. I'm not being racist or whatever. It's just that like a lot of times it's a black people thing where they say, write things as it sounds. Like, you know, so like nobody, whenever they write like I should have,
I should have.
S-H-O-U-L-D-O-F.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off because I know what they're saying, but I don't want it to be said that way.
That's how I write have fun though. I write
H-A-F-F-U-N.
Yeah.
I learned it from Abish Matthew. I saw him use it twice. I was like, oh my god, this is cool. I'm gonna start using this. And then I started using this and I immediately became uncool.
Super duper it is. You know what I was thinking the other day when you confirmed for the podcast? I thought, here's a guy, this guy, Kunal Rao, this is a guy who aged very gracefully.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that a compliment? I don't know anymore.
It is. Of all the people in the scene, like, seen Pant has slowly started losing his mind.
I think you don't know Pant well. He has always, he's always been.
Yeah. Never had it.
Sahil has started dressing in night dress on stage and all. You know, you're one.
So so give me, what do you mean? Like
you're calmer. Your energy is, your vibe is a lot nicer.
Oh yeah. That's just 5 years of therapy. Yeah.
Yeah. Like it's like you're not as, you used to be kind of like on a, you know what I mean, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Kind of
no, that's right. Actually, you're absolutely, I think it's literally what you said, like in the break, which is that, or like a few minutes ago, which is that as an artist, you're constantly trying to pursue the art form is you actually trying to discover more about yourself.
Yeah.
And as you do more, you start discovering more about yourself because you start realizing, you learn more about yourself by the things that you don't want to do than the things that you want to do.
Yeah.
Right? You're like, I don't want to do this because I don't want to be this guy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that gives me direction of who I want to be. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I removed a lot of my stand-up clips from the EIC channel and from my channel, old clips from 2012, 13, 14, because that's not who I am anymore, right? That was a guy who was trying really hard to prove himself and his mentor was Saurabh Pant, so he sounded like Saurabh Pant.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you were hanging out with Sapan and Sahil, I sounded like them.
Yeah.
And like, that's not who I am. I am a much more different person. And even like, I'll be honest, I did have a little bit of a midlife crisis and I colored my hair black at the start of the lockdown. And then I was trapped with that hair because I couldn't do anything.
And then it grew out.
And then it grew out. And then it was like, oh my God, this is horrible. I'm never going to do that again.
Except
I continued for 2 years. But now I'm like, no, just this is it. Whatever it is, just do it. I agree on the karma bit, but I think the karma bit is definitely therapy and self-introspection. And like, I just worked very hard on myself.
In the train, you were telling me about how genes have trauma and all. And I was like, what?
Oh, yeah, that book is amazing.
It's grown up and all. Like,
generational trauma.
Yeah.
We bring that down. So, yeah. I think most of my life is trying to figure out how my grandparents screwed up.
You know, when I was a kid and I found out all my old, like, you know, you go back in history and you find... Because the thing is, one is like it's your name is usually your name and then your dad's name and then your family name. So it kind of leaves out a lot of people that were integral in making you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because like there are moms, then there are dadis at least. And then there are mom's side's ka grandparents which are ignored.
Right. Yeah.
But then mine was Akash Asi, Chimanlal, Shantilal, Purushottam Das, Amichan, Meghji.
Wow.
Then it just like...
So who are all of them?
That's my granddad's father.
So how many?
His father.
Up to great
grand? Akash Asi, Chimanlal, Shantilal, Purushottam Das, Amichand, Meghji.
7 generations including you?
Then,
wow.
No, not including me. Huh,
yeah,
including
Akash me. Then, yeah.
Then...
Excluding you.
Then, Ghela Bhai.
Wow.
And Ganda Bhai.
Wow.
So you put all of them in the middle name?
No. I'm just saying that this is how the names went, okay?
Yeah,
and then
so
it became suddenly Ghela Bhai and Ganda Bhai, which are both words for crazy person, basically.
Yeah.
They're both Gujarati for crazy, right? Ganda, Pagalad. And I'm like, why? What happened to the name? Because like, you went from Ghela Bhai, Ganda Bhai, Amichand, you know, like, you know, sorry, Meghji, Amichand. Like, the names started getting good.
Okay, the names started getting good.
Turns out, they had plague at that time. Very heavy plague in around their areas.
Dude.
So they would name their kids... names that they would think that the plague would come to the kid and be like, oh, this guy's name is Ghela. Oh, he's clearly not a good kid. Let's leave him alone.
Not a good sacrifice for the plague gods.
He's too dumb. So the plague will not go
to... Oh, so it is a protective thing.
Yeah, like the plague would not go to a child with an unattractive name. Right? Now, then in the train, this guy's telling me all this generational trauma and all. Mm-hmm. And
but
now,
I think like this is why, like, you know, we Indians are considered the most like racist people because we've constantly like, oh, what's his surname? Oh, so you're a this or you're a that, right? Every parent has that conversation with everybody they meet. But if you look at modern psychology, they say that like, you get a lot of information based on who they are.
Yeah.
And it sounds extremely wrong, but it seems like coming
it's
to be
very
true.
Interesting. This what you said about this whole name thing like this. So the other day I was near Khar telephone exchange and I was buying a pack of smokes. So then I was smoking one cigarette there and this religious dressed guy came, okay, and he said, beta ek cigarette do. So I said, I looked at him like I doubled back at him like, you want a cigarette? And then he's like, and then he gave me this look like, why? Like, why not?
Yeah.
So I gave him one cigarette. Then he said, acha abhi mujhe 20 rupya do, bahut acche ladke ho ye wo, 20 rupya do. I said, okay, chalo, 20 rupaya deta hu. Let's see where this goes.
Hmm.
You know? Then he did like a little magic trick, okay? Where first he took the 20 rupees and he said, ye isko achhi jagah pe rakhna, tum achhe ho jaoge, whatever you want, madly, like, ask for it right now, ye wo. Then he's like, ye lo abhi, tum hi rakho ye 20 rupaya. So I took it back. He's like, mutthi band karo. Isme apne sare arman dalo, whatever. Ichhae dalo, to dali. Then he took it back. Then he's like, abhi tumhara hi hai ye 20 rupya, hum nahi le sakte tumse 20 rupya. And then he took the 20 and gave me a Rudraksh ka piece, okay? So then I took the Rudraksh ka piece. Then he's like, pakdo pakdo mutthi mein pakdo isko, ghar pe jaake gulab ke sath bandh dena. And then I'm like, acha acha theek hai. And then suddenly I don't know what came over him, and then he's like, na pura naam batao. So I was like, Akash. Then nahi pura naam batao. So I said, nahi kya zarurat hai, Akash. And he had this look of like, acha theek hai, gotra batao. And I was like, oh, did you realize midway that I might be lower caste?
Yeah.
That's what happened, right?
Yeah.
He needed to know my caste before he could go ahead further.
Yeah.
What did he do next? First you tell me. Then I'll tell you whether that's true or not.
He wouldn't go further until I told him my last name.
Yeah, what did he do further after that?
So that thing, he said, naam batao varna aage nahi badh payenge.
Haan, toh kya kiya?
Toh main bataya usko naam. Jaise hi naam bataya, I said, mereko
gotra. No, did you give the gotra?
I don't know my gotra, man.
You don't know
your gotra. I know, I found out since what my gotra is, but I think it's very useless information to share.
Yeah.
So then I said, ki, this is, I'm Mehta. He's like, acha, acha, Mehta, Mehta. And then he's like, Sikh to nahi ho. And I'm like, do I look Sikh to you, bro? Like,
right now, a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
And then he did the, then he's like, acha, acha, chalo, caste acha hi hoga. And then he did the
finish. Oh, using that, okay. If he said that, caste acha hi hoga, caste acha hi hoga, then
but he was basically asking me questions about what caste I am from, right?
Like, yeah, but it's a very pujari thing. It's basically you're reaching the source of your generational creation, right? Instead of dealing with all the trauma that happened in the middle.
Yeah.
So the premise is that you go to try as much as possible to connect to the source of your, basically your father, blah, 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 like 100 times back, right? And that's where you're supposed to receive your blessing because that's the source.
Mm.
Source code, basically.
Yeah.
But I it's possible that he was just like a baba on the street. Dude. Who's trying to be
and
racist.
And then at the end he said, acha, ab chalo, 250 rupaya toh ghee lena hai. I said, chalo bhai, abhi bahut ho gaya.
Yeah, abhi zyada ho
gaya. And then he lit the cigarette and walked away.
But have you ever met people who are like just really like my mom does this thing, like my dad looks at somebody and guesses
where they're from
or what type
I do that all the time with my wife. We sit in restaurants and go, ye log spy hai, ye log
no but
Marwadi hai,
Marwadi hai, Marwadi Bengali is a game you can play in Kolkata, like that's legit.
Bombay is an open ground essentially.
No, but like I told my mom like that, hey, I met this friend of mine. Actually, who do you mean? I met this friend of mine and she's like, oh, what's her name? I said, Lakshmi. And then I was like, Lakshmi what? Krishnan. And then for the next 3 minutes, my mom went on to describe her, having never met her.
Wow.
She's like, oh, she must be short. I was like, yeah. She must be slightly like chubby. I was like, yeah. She's got curly hair. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
She has big teeth. Yeah. I was like, how do you know this?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, she's a Krishnan. I was like, what?
But, and you know, there's a book about the genetic history of India where they talk about this, okay? Where India used to be nice genetic diversity-wise until the caste system. And then you just start seeing this like homogenization of a different genetic strains happening because you have to marry within your caste,
right?
Oh, right.
Okay.
Hundreds of years of casteism means ki you marry in your own this thing.
So what was there before casteism?
Before casteism, there was much more genetic diversity amongst people. Right, because you are not bound to a certain group of people that you have to marry. So the idea of you marrying somebody far away, different from you, was higher. Now, if you have to marry within the same, this thing.
But is that what this? That's what the book said.
Yeah.
Which was the book?
I'll have to find the name. I heard it on one of the IBM Network podcasts only.
You're a podcast guy, dude. That's what it is.
I can't read
all
the
time. 98% of
your time. I'm an oral learner.
I'm a visual learner.
Yeah, so. I'll need to listen to things to learn them.
Isn't this anal? Sorry, no. Ola factor.
Oral.
Oral
factory. Oral factory smell.
Yeah, I thought it was the factory Ola was.
No, old factory, not old factory. Oral factory.
Who said oral factory?
He said oral
factory.
Ola factory.
Yeah, auditory. Auditory is the word you're looking for.
Yeah.
You're an auditory learner.
Oral.
Oral is speaking. Oral is more sound, sonorous.
O-R-A-L is oral. A-U-R-A-L is oral.
No, it's not. I don't think that's a word. I think it's auditory.
Oh, fuck, I have one more quiz story.
Has to be a...
I just remembered something.
Let's pivot.
Because we're doing spellings right now. Because
we're just saying oral way too often.
Oral
on this
is
podcast.
A word. Don't fuck with
yeah,
me. Define. Read the definition.
Related to the ear or the sense of hearing.
Okay.
But I thought always it was more like sound and like...
Yeah, auditory. A-U-D.
I learned oral as a word from my therapist only.
Oh, okay.
And I was discussing all the things that make me anxious. And she made me make a list. And there were like 35 things. And she's like, all of these are oral. And I was like, what?
Oh, that's damn interesting. You're highly sensitive oral.
Highly sensitive
to
hearing.
So your positives and your negatives are oral.
Yeah. Like when we went to Umargam that trip and the music was being played by Abhi a lot.
Ugh,
that was an, like for me, it was a very anxious experience because the music, I can't ignore sounds. I can ignore visually, smell, taste, everything.
This is damn interesting because like Sejal was telling me, like we were at karaoke night and she's like, I can't do, she was trying to sing a rap song. And then she's like, the lyrics are coming on the screen and she's just singing and she's like obviously fucking up.
Catching up, yeah.
And then I was like, what happened? She's like, it's just just too many words. I'm dyslexic. And it's like, it just like stresses me out. And I can't read that fast.
Right.
That's, so the, I don't have a problem with the song. I can rap it if you don't show me the lyrics. I'm like, okay, yeah, that's interesting. And then she like, and I was telling her that I'm the opposite. Like for me, sound disturbs me a lot. Like if there's like high pitched or construction next door on my,
yeah,
this thing, I'm in a bad mood by the end of the day. I don't know why.
Same.
Because somewhere in the back, there's some gut going on and I don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
So she's like, oh, that's interesting because I'm the opposite. Like if I'm, this is so funny. She said, if I'm on stage and there's somebody in a leopard print in the front row, that's it. I can't do the set. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, I'm just completely like a visual distraction will just throw me off. Even a leopard print top is just going to be, I'll just start fumbling and missing because my eyes are just constantly going.
Don't you get hilarious. Tunnel vision? Like I don't get tunnel vision on stage. Like I'm barely, like I'm looking, but I'm not really seeing anything.
No, I'm very present with all my this thing. But I'm just saying, Sejal's story is so funny. Yeah. Like this is a whole bit by itself, right?
Yeah. It's like leopard. She can't perform in jersey then.
Okay, we're almost at the end of time. So I feel like
one last thing I have to say, because like this was a major whine that everybody like used to make fun of also, because this Indian kid called, I think Jay, I think his name was, he said this erodiciclitis word. Remember? I-R-O-D-I, like erodiciclitis. And it was just like, it became a whine, this 6 second whine. Like if you just go home and Google it, just Google erodiciclitis kid and you'll find him. And it was just like a 6 second whine of him just saying erodiciclitis, like in a very funny manner, in an Indian American accent. And people made fun of him, okay? But there was an entire deep dive into what happened to this kid after this spelling bee competition, because he lost that one.
It's a
spelling bee competition.
I wish you started with that. I was like, what is this random word?
Based on your oral thing you were saying, I was like,
okay. I like the reveal. It's nice. It's a climax.
So apparently, like this kid was like a genius spelling bee contestant, okay? Like, and in spelling bee contest, there's like 13 and below, that category you have to win, and he had won many categories. So he was like a front runner when he went to that competition. And then when he lost, it was kind of embarrassing because he had won so much and everybody was very proud of him. But then he went back to his hometown, which is some bumfuck part of America, like where nothing happened. But there's an Indian family, okay? Very Indian family. Parents are first generation. This guy was born in America only. But when he went back, he got like the hero's welcome of like the highest order, where everybody was like, we're so proud of you.
Okay.
And because like he's got a little bit of like a deformity also, like looking wise. So people would make fun of him all the time. So his only escape was doing spelling bees and winning them. So when he came back, like everybody, like white people, and like they're all like, Jay, we love you. And it was all so cute. And that kid fucking broke down, okay? It was such a heartwarming moment.
Aww.
It was like nothing matters. I didn't win the competition, but like these people, the way they welcomed me back,
like
was
an
great.
Indian Idol finalist.
Yeah, but like in a real life scenario. Yeah.
So they were supporting him because he went viral?
No. The virality came like when
after.
The wine thing came. The spelling bee
was after.
Done. It was televised and gone.
Okay.
Yeah. Some asshole recorded that video on the TV and put it out as a wine, right?
Yeah.
I can't call them asshole because we enjoyed the wines when it was there. You know, but then like the reason he got infamous for was the looking that he was looking weird or whatever. But in his own hometown, he's a little hero. You know what I'm saying? That's a little bit of like a nice thing to it. Yeah,
that's so nice of them.
Yeah,
it's like that one time the Make-A-Wish people pretended that the kid was Batman for a day. Remember that?
When he walked the marathon.
Yeah, correct.
He walked the marathon. Oh, okay.
As in, like he was cancer, like a kid.
He was a Make-A-Wish Foundation kid.
Yeah.
So like he wanted to like feel the feeling of being Batman. So they like got him to dress up, and then the marathon they all did like a special thing for
opening
him.
For him, like you know, everybody welcomed him, and from both sides people are cheering, and this kid is walking as Batman. Yeah.
That's fucking super, dude. Yeah. That's the kind of send off. I think that's what crows do. Have you ever seen a crow funeral? You've seen a crow funeral.
Don't gather around.
What? Like one crow is sick in the middle, it's dying, and then all the crows just like swarm around it and all
like
caw
I've
at the same
read
time.
Read about it in 7th standard when we would learn about a murder of crows.
Yeah, and then a crow comes and picks out the eyes or some shit of the dying crow. Or
that's
the
why they call
it
a murder.
A murder.
Is
of
that
crows.
Why they call it a murder?
Yeah, because a group of crows is a murder.
But I think that's the same thing. That's all of them going, hey, Mangesh! Mangesh, tu masta Mangesh! And Mangesh is just dying there and looking at all the people he loves around
but why
him.
Why does
he
take out his eyes?
Once
are you sure
dead,
this is fact?
I don't know about the eyes part, but
because,
I know that...
Because now he's got Nainish.
Okay, on that note, I think we should...
Thanks a lot for coming
my
on
My pleasure.
The episode.
I think I did okay with the storytelling, right?
Yeah, amazing. You did great, man. Yes. Yeah. And what an informative episode with modern day debates and old school stories.
Yeah.
Everything is there in this.
Yeah, it was fun.
The only thing,
Yeah, you should call me more often, you know. I should get some more invitations.
That's not how this works. Okay, bye.
Stay here.
Follow Kunal Rao as Krau. I think, is it Krau?
No, it's Kunal Rao everywhere. Oh, shit. Everywhere. Sorry, it's Kunal Rao and everything.
Krau in our hearts and minds.
It's a Krau in our hearts and Krau in our depths.
Kunal Rao on the Instagram. That's Naveen is House of Norona. I'm Kuchvi Mehta. And follow us on YouTube. If you're watching this on YouTube, please subscribe now.
Yeah, we do premieres every Saturday at 12 p.m. Tell your friends. Make a watch party.
Yeah.
We deserve this, man.
We deserve this.
Yeah, we bring fresh stories every
week. And if you feel like, please, this week we can definitely do with a painting. I don't know if y'all know about the Van Gogh painting getting vandalized with soup, but I would love a Van Gogh having soup painting, if you can figure that out.
Or even
Van
Gogh. Crows murdering each other.
Crows murdering each other. Every time some animal painting we are asking for.
That's okay.
Didn't somebody vandalize the Mona Lisa as well?
No.
Yeah, Mona Lisa got vandalized. Yeah.
With what?
Somebody threw something on it.
Yeah, they threw a cake on the Mona Lisa.
Fuckers. That's right. Cake.
Yeah.
Fuckers. I mean, it's fine.
It doesn't solve anything.
It doesn't do anything.
It's just trying to feed her.
Yeah. Hey, Mona, cake. that's Marie Antoinette.
But I'm down.